You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're in midweek malarkey, first time of 2022. Welcome, lads. How are we going?
Howdy.
Yeah, good, Brady. How are you?
Yeah, going well. Going well. We haven't dropped off, too. We've got a full studio. Everyone's in. I didn't know we'd get back but with full numbers, but we're all in. Will was just on his phone, though, so I'm not sure if he's happy to be here or not.
No, I was just having a look at the tennis multis. So.
The multis?
Yeah. What?
How many legs?
Five.
Yep. Just a $2 there. That's okay.
No, it was $3.50.
But then that's parlayed into a six or into a seven, isn't it?
Yeah. Did they have the Barty party in there?
No, but they had Naomi
Osaka.
Yeah, I was trying to think of something that, I don't know, nothing with a Naomi.
Mm. Since we haven't seen each other in a good while,
yeah, let's a bit stale this chat.
yeah. Moving on. We'll just get a quick run around the room. Holiday highlight and a holiday lowlight, if a lowlight's a thing. Do you want to start with a negative? And we'll then be positive the rest of the show. My lowlight was being in isolation for part of it, I guess.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. But only for a brief period, sort of between New Year's. It's a good excuse, actually. I'm not a big fan on New Year's night. And in a way, you get it out of the way. So that was only a week, but that was my low light.
Do you reckon it would be one of the most overrated things to celebrate?
Nights of the year? Yep. New Year's? Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. It's usually pretty rough, too. All the Billy Bagleys of the world are out and about. So it's pretty rough.
I was actually home before 12. So
well done.
Were you asleep before 12?
Yes. No, I wasn't. But I was just at home having a few shandies.
A few shandies.
A few sherbets.
What's your low light, mate?
Probably putting on a few extra kgs over the break. A few Christmas puddings and a few lemonades.
We actually had to take the studio outside because none of us can fit through the door.
There wasn't much exercise over the break. Probably the low light. But We'll fix it.
Yeah. You, Bill?
Probably driving to and from Sydney. Like, I had a great time in Sydney, but just the drive. The drive was pretty garbage.
What a first world problem.
Hit a big storm as well, so it wasn't great.
No. Who was driving when you hit the storm?
My partner was driving, and it made her cry.
Yeah, because my partner is so beta that he's not driving.
When she wanted to pull over because the storm was too bad, and I just said, no, just keep going. It's the only way to get out of it.
I hope she's not listening because you've just hung her out to dry there. But
jeez, Bill.
Very good. Wilbur?
Probably similar to yours, Brett, in that, unfortunately came across the big C in QLD.
In QLD. Okay, we'll move on to highlights then. Was that
your 2 years down here and I didn't catch it. Yeah. Is
that your highlight then? Going to QLD? What is your highlight?
I think a highlight was being able to go to the beach and have a swim three times a day for about 2 weeks.
Yep. Fair enough. Probably not on my list because I can't float. Although I've put an extra few kegs over Christmas, so that I might be more of a balloon in the water now.
I think that's more of an investment decision for you. So you don't have to spend all the money on sunscreen. What?
Yeah, right.
It's economically unstable for you to go to the beach.
I thought we might stop sledging me now that we're on air, but the guys have just continued. It's been relentless.
That's a great joke, Brett. Good luck.
Bill, what's your highlight, mate?
My highlight would have to be the Adelaide cricket trip.
Ooh.
So myself and two acquaintances, let's call them. me, Brady, and another mate, we headed over to Adelaide for the cricket. It was good fun.
Good venue. Very good venue.
Best venue I've ever seen for cricket.
Yeah.
Better than the G.
Oh, the G's the worst.
The G's fantastic for footy. I went to day three, albeit day three was very short this year, and I did struggle to get into it as much as Adelaide. Something about Adelaide, you seem
was
closer.
It the company that you're into?
The company was better at the MCG than Adelaide, far better. They were much better. But so, yeah, it wasn't even that.
MCG, I went to day two and I was there for an hour and a half. Mm. We had like you couldn't even see the ball. We're like, well, we can stand here and watch it on the little TV and pay overs for beers, or we can just go back to the pub in the aircon and watch it on the big screen.
Mm. Not sure I'd go that far. But as your highlight,
I had one, but I can't remember it now. But I only had probably, I didn't have long off work, so I was up the river for a week, which wasn't bad, just to relax and get away from everything. Wasn't bad.
Very good. Which way did you go up the river?
Up near Burai.
Burai.
Mm. You can only go one way on the river, Brett. It doesn't stream both ways.
Thanks for explaining that. Sorry. Sorry I got that. You know.
I was just going to say that if we all have put a few extra kgs on, like, that could actually be a highlight of the reason as to why. You know, the reason why we put weight on could be a highlight.
Because you're having fun.
Because we're happy and fat.
Because we're indulgent.
Gallivanting around.
You're not unhappy when you're indulging, are you?
No. In moderation. It could, in time, make you unhappy.
It could.
My highlight... You
can't eat so much turkey.
My highlight was the Warrnambool Races. Went down there.
Nice.
With my twin brother. Got the early quaddy tube, so...
Oh.
Good things happen to good people. Yeah, so that was good fun.
Was it positive though? Like, as in, did you make money on it?
Yeah, there was a long one in the fourth leg actually. So
wow.
But no, good little spot, Warrnambool. Was pretty happy to get home out of the weather. It was quieter than normal too because of the big COVID. But
Hit over 20 degrees this time of year down there, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It wasn't that. I did beat him in golf too. Went up Mark Leishman Drive. That's the name of the main, because if you don't know, Mark Leishman's from Warrnambool, so...
He must be bad at golf.
Mark Leishman?
No, your brother.
Oh, that I beat him?
Yeah.
No, I beat him by about 5 or 10 shots. So.
Jeez.
Yeah,
and I've played golf with you.
I was in some good form. Very good. I did want to quickly chat on some local cricket. Fortunately, we don't have... It's a bit upsetting, actually. Unfortunately. My cricket have taken the stats down.
Well, maybe it's fortunately for us, Brett.
Because we've been running a spreadsheet. We're going to do an add-off. They've taken the averages down, so we can't shout out you're the top wicket taker or top average batting. Top batting average, runs.
You could probably count your average on your one hand, couldn't you?
Unfortunately, I don't have a 0.25 on my hand. So
yeah, my skipper has no faith. My skipper has no faith in me. He bats me at 10, so it's hard to get a run there. But
haven't you opened a few times?
I did once. Yeah, that's a minor detail. Scratchy 7.
That's all right.
So we'll do a quick. We'll just have a quick look at the ladder this week. We might detail some of the games in future weeks. But St Brendan's undefeated, still on top. Seven wins, one draw, and a bye. Looking good.
One of their players, actually, Breno Scott, made a 130 on the weekend, actually.
Yeah.
Great stat.
Brennan, yeah. He was already high up in the run, wasn't he? He'd been making a few or not? If I got that wrong.
Larkin.
Yeah. Well, he got 81 not out, so he's going well. Yeah, they just beat Tat by 202 runs. Just scraped over the line there. Wickets from all their bowls. Is it Riley Lau?
Yep.
Yeah, 36 not out and 2 for us, so he seems to be just, you know, chipping away. Marupna, second on the ladder, 5 wins, 2 draws, 1 loss. Interestingly, Wai haven't lost yet, 4 wins, 4 draws. That's hurting them. I'm assuming a lot of those are washouts.
There was a couple of washouts on the weekend and also a couple of COVID cancellations.
Now,
like, they've sort of changed the rules. If you have more than 4 players missing due to COVID, you can apply to have the game abandoned. But that's incorrect. For A and B grade, they will get rescheduled, but for C, D and E grade, they will just, it'll be a draw.
Yep. Yeah, okay. That makes sense. So, yeah, Wai sitting with 4 draws, so between washouts and that, but still undefeated. And then Northerners, Namurka, Old Students round out the 6. Shep United and Karen Momus looking very, light on at the bottom. Karen, no wins, 2 draws, 6 losses. No, 1 win, sorry. They got a win.
I'm pretty sure it was their first one on the weekend.
Yeah, sorry.
Who'd they beat?
Euroa, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Karen Momus, yeah, sorry. 7 for 154, defeated Euroa 153. So apologies, Kara. They have had a win.
And they really dislike each other too.
Yeah, no.
Karen Momus and
Uroa.
Yeah, Uroa. They
big rivalry.
Bit of a grudge match.
We were at the T20 final, and they just were having to be asked to like settle down by umpires, and it was just
cool. Your Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting because
it's Uroa, country cricket.
Uroa only came into the league like 3 or 4 years ago, so they must have done a fair bit to make a huge rivalry.
And then Shep United, sorry, are yet to win, but wins around the corner. Could be as soon as this week.
Same thing for runs for you, mate. You could get runs.
Oh, I'm due. You are due. They're due a win. Yeah. I'm due some runs. You know, we'll see what happens.
What do you reckon, Az?
Well, considering you've told us you're having a month hiatus from cricket, I don't think the runs are coming that quickly.
Yeah, no.
Maybe he's going off to a training camp.
Yes,
Scott Brown cricket coaching with Terry Alderman and.
Anyway, stick around. We'll have plenty more coming up. We'll talk a bit about the Ashes. Talk a bit about the Oz Open. No quiz tonight, but it will return in a couple of weeks' time because we might have a break on the public holiday Australia Day. We're just ease back into it this year. Yeah. And
there'll be a fair chance we'll be having a medal hang around our neck this time next Wednesday.
Yeah, true.
The T20 Grand Final.
Thanks
for cricket.
To Kyle.
I wasn't sure.
Going. I've got to get past Cara tomorrow night first, but anyway. So stick around. This one's coming up. It's Cat Stevens. Where do the children play? You listen to 1FM, live and local.
North Vic Ag Contracting offer agricultural services right across the Goulburn Valley. We come to your farm and have both round and large square balers. Whether it's mowing, raking, tethering, pit silage, wrapping or harvesting, North Vic Ag Contracting have the gear and the manpower to get your job done right at some of the GV's best prices. Call for a quote today and book now to beat the rush and avoid disappointment. Call North Vic Ag Contracting now on 0476 137 216. That's 0476 137 216.
1FM sponsor.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rocks, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212 111. That's 58212 111.
1FM sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
Welcome back to 1FM, live and local. You're on midweek. Malarkey.
That's cheeky.
What's that? Yeah, no, I'm. You guys have been here long enough. I'm just going to put... When we go back on air, it's going back on.
Yeah, that's fair. We're on notice.
Ashes sort of come and went while we were on holidays. We'll do a bit of a dissection of that, I guess. First of all, thoughts. Like, it wasn't very competitive, really, in the end, was it?
Told you so.
You did?
No, you didn't. You said 5-0.
Yeah, you did.
I was about 2 overs away. Right?
Pretty unlucky.
I reckon, it's easy for me to say, but I reckon I would have said 4-0. I reckon there would have been a washout. I thought there was going to be a washout.
You and Az were in the 5-0, 4-0 camp for sure.
Yeah,
you just assumed a flogging. Yep.
A flogging or bar weather.
Mm.
Yeah, I thought England might have fought a bit of a better shot, but...
Nah.
No.
They're rubbish.
Similar to what we were doing earlier, we'll have an Ashes highlight, Ashes low light. For me, the low light was Steve Smith just due to it, compared to his lofty standards. I think he still averaged 30 odd, maybe, but
it's his worst Ashes yet.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, you come with the facts, Wilbur. Yep.
Everything else, he's averaged over 50, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go. I was just a bit to not get a Steve Smith ton during a Australian Test summer. It was pretty strange, upsetting.
He did himself on like 95. Yes, was that in Adelaide?
At Adelaide, yeah. You're a bit hazy, your memory there? Or?
I reckon that was when I was escorted out of the venue before I snuck back in.
So that's Steve's my low light. It would have been nice to see him make 100 in Adelaide.
We love the flesh,
but anyway, and got trapped in a lift, poor Smudge. So it's been a rough summer for him.
Oh, look, I think with back on, I guess probably on Steve Smith not having the best series. I think I saw something pretty interesting talking about the years that he had from, what was it, 2015 through to maybe about 18 pre-sandpaper. 14,
yeah, yeah, it'd be about 14, those years.
14 till 18.
Yeah.
It showed you how many runs, like how many runs he made at, you know, what average.
Yeah.
And they're comparing the first couple of years of, like, that dominance period to what Marnus is doing now. And they sort of said, well, you know, Steve Smith is not coming in as early as he was in some of those series because the top order wasn't as strong as probably what it potentially is now with Warner and Marnus there now. So I think he's had his crown taken away, like his opportunity, maybe.
The other one is people were like showing that since he got hit in the head by Jofra, he's dropped off in runs too a bit. Jofra Archer when he in the Ashes there.
Probably.
Which, anyway. But he certainly slowed down a bit. As your low light?
Low light. Probably the Marcus Harris or not finding an opener.
Yeah.
Pretty disappointing. Like, obviously, there's still, I guess, hoping on Pekoski if he gets in. But, that's probably low light. It was good to see Travis Head. I didn't really rate him as a test cricketer, but he sort of took his game to a new level the way he just come out and just attack straight away. Like, I think that's what a number five should be doing.
Yeah.
Which was good to see, yeah.
He's been given a license, hasn't he? And he's just sort of...
Yeah, they basically just said...
A bit like when you were talking before, Will, about Smith, how he's just so explosive and, you know, most of his shots and things like that is all off eye. Pretty similar to what Travis Head has done, which is really good.
Mm. I think Travis Head, when he got dropped out of the side, and he was the vice captain.
Yeah.
And he's then come back. He had two things to do, and that was either, you know, not go as well and, you know...
He'd always get to like 30 or so and then he'd try and buckle in when and go out where he should probably just play his natural game.
Played half-hearted shots.
Still waiting to see if he makes runs in the subcontinent, but maybe I'm a bit... Your low light, Billy?
Well, my highlight and low light sort of all mixed into one. My highlight would be the great man, Michael Neeser, finally getting his cap. big Michael Neeser fan, and then the low light was when he got dumped out of the side straight away.
So it's Neeser, it's the Neeser 1-2.
Yeah.
Was Trav Head your highlight as?
Either that or Scotty Bowen coming in. And you couldn't do much of a better job than what he did. Bowling attacks got even stronger, I think.
Pretty flush, isn't it? And then you got Cam Green, who's like, I mean, I think he bowled okay in previous series, but he all of a sudden...
Yeah, he's and taking big wickets too, like not cleaning up the tail. It's Joe Root and Ben Stokes sort of thing. Like,
now, I saw some similarities with you and Pat Cummings. I noticed a lot of his wickets against the tail. And I just thought...
Is he making runs too?
As captain... No. at five, yeah. I get what you're saying. Yeah, cheapies.
Another similarity is, like, I did notice he got a bit stuck in the field and he wouldn't do anything. And, you know, Steve Smith would have to set all the fields. A bit like Cormo and Trav.
Wilbur?
I think my low light is a little bit tied into somebody else's potential highlight in that I think we beat them so convincingly. I don't think we've actually really got a good gauge of where we are actually at, and I'm a bit concerned, and I think my low light is that I think we're not as good as what we think we are.
I agree with that.
There is
The batting's still, there's a lot to be left desired sort of thing. Like,
yeah, bowling's, I don't think the bowling's probably an issue. We've got some serious depth. When Jai Richardson comes in, takes Pfeiffer.
Michael Neeser.
The next 6 months will be...
Gets a quick 540, yep. Bang, straight in.
The next 6 months, I reckon, will be a big...
massive test.
You know, I think we've got Pakistan, India... And Sri Lanka.
We're playing 9 tests in the subcontinent, or maybe more.
9 or 10. Yep. Yeah. I think it's 4 against India, and then 3 and 2. Yes or not? Yeah.
India aren't going too well against South Africa. Mm. Those are South Africa.
They lost the series 2-1. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Get them home. Very hard to beat.
Good luck beating them. If we beat, we will not beat India.
If we win the series at least in India, we'll be the happiest man.
I don't think we get close.
I thought there was a juicy wager coming.
Yeah,
we'll take
the wager offline.
Yeah. And your highlight, Wilbur?
I'd have to say Cam Green.
Yeah.
Last year, when he played in the Indian series, I even changed my profile photo to him at the time because I thought this bloke's the future of Australian cricket. It feels safe. I'm happy.
Mm.
He's been pretty immense. I know my dad bags him quite a bit, doesn't think he's that good with the bat.
Well, I'd also agree with your dad.
Yeah,
I think he's the most overrated player we've had in a long time.
Yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah. Yep. I'm still on the Cam Green, still got a lot to prove as well.
He could just be as a bowler.
Yeah.
He took some bigger wickets than what Stark did.
I reckon Stark took some big wickets. Cummings took a lot of cheapies. But
I still think Cam Green took, for the start of a series, and I think he changed his technique after some advice from Ricky Ponting, and you literally look at the average after that, he's done pretty well.
Mm.
His Tasmania innings was his first good one. Second innings runs, it's when it matters in the first innings, and he did it in Tassie, which was good.
Will he make a 50 in the 9 tests in the subcontinent?
I reckon he'll make two.
Yeah.
He'll make two.
He might make a scratchy 20.
Maybe in the warm-up game.
Maybe in the warm-up.
Get out of it.
My highlight, I had two because I knew Scotty Boland to be mentioned. My backup one was Usman.
Usman.
I was going to chime in with that if no one mentioned that. Fairy tale return.
That was just good to see.
Sensational.
He is so graceful, I think, once he's in compared to some of our other batsmen, I reckon. Phil's having a minor fit in the studio. Sorry, guys.
You all right?
Yeah. What are you talking about, Brett?
You're okay. Uzi for me. Gee, when he gets in, how good does he look?
He just seems calm.
Yeah.
Wasn't even puffing or.
He wasn't that calm in Hobart.
No. Very fidgety.
Yeah. The ball was. Gee, it was doing a lot in Hobart, though, too.
Everyone's saying it's like it was hooping the most it's ever hooped in.
Well, there was a couple early where Robinson bowled to Khwajah, and Khwajah was playing at them, and he was still missing them by a couple of inches.
Mm.
It was just ridiculous for seam movement.
Yeah. Nah, very good.
His highlight, I think.
He's mentioned.
Yeah, Scotty Bowen. Travis Head.
Yeah.
Cam Green.
Four point nine nil. Do we want to talk about England at all, what the problem is there, or what? Because I know there's a lot of things that we can suggest, and we could be here for the rest of the night. But
for me, it's just the batting's very paper thin.
I think they're bowling; they got potential. Wood was obviously a positive out of their camp, but I think they need to quickly move on Anderson and Broad because that's not going to be a long term thing.
Unfortunately, I think they lost Ollie Stone and Jofra. I think it would have been a very different series with Jofra and Ollie because they're two people that bowl over 140. So you've got three people, Wood, Jofra and Ollie Stone, all bowling 140. It makes it actually a pretty contestable test match because you've got also Ollie Robinson who was bowling 120 and they were saying how unfit he was.
And he was also bowling off spin.
Yeah, he did that too.
Yeah, I think Jimmy Anderson's still their best bowler that they brought here.
Yeah.
Which that shouldn't be the case at 40. Jofra Archer is especially on our pitches as well, he'd get a lot of bounce through and probably scare a few people.
I reckon Dom Best was pretty hard done by. He got sent home.
Oh, the spinner.
Yeah, Leach didn't really do too much with the ball, and you think,
except for Sydney, yeah,
yeah,
he didn't give much. Leach didn't get much of an opportunity. He got dropped for two tests, but he averages better than Nat Lyon. Just throwing it out there, guys. He's got a better test average than Nat Lyon. Yep. Yeah, we get around that line an awful amount. Just throwing it out there. Over a big enough sample size too.
What happens with selection of openers, the way they made that? Haseeb Hamid. They just said like his technique would have never survived here ever. So why did, it's like sending a baby to go, you know, be president. Like it's just those can't talk.
Did they bring Dom Sibley as well? Did he come or did he not even come over?
Sibley.
Not sure.
Because he's their other opener.
Because Crawley and Burns as well, obviously. And then.
Yeah. Well, I think Crawley was a good, like a positive that came out of him him as well.
He's at least 22 or and 3, he's young.
And he's played Sydney grade cricket as well.
He made a 250 like in one of his first games, but.
That's his only time he's gone over 100, yeah.
Yeah, he made like 250 and then he made like double figures a couple of times in a row and then come here sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Struggling. Anyway, we'll go to another song shortly and then we'll probably talk a bit about tennis and any other sport on our mind. No quiz tonight, but hang around.
We're talking about Djokovic, your best buddy or?
Well, tennis, I guess he's on the, I guess if we have to, we will.
Did he win today?
We'll talk about it after.
Brett FaceTimed him this morning, so.
Anyway, stick around. You're listening to 1FM Live and Local. This one's the Rolling Stones with Start Me Up.
You have two new messages.
Hey, mate, how's the staff hunt going? Call me back. I heard about some government wage subsidy if you hire new staff.
Hey, hun, our business could qualify for a wage subsidy. Can you check out jobs.vic.gov.au/fund?
If you're a Victorian business, you can apply for a wage subsidy today at Jobs Victoria. Just call 1300 208 575 or visit jobs.vic.gov.au/fund. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Station sponsor.
North Vic Ag Contracting offer agricultural services right across the Goulburn Valley. We come to your farm and have both round and large square balers. Whether it's mowing, raking, tethering, pit silage, wrapping or harvesting, North Vic Ag Contracting have the gear and the manpower to get your job done right at some of the GV's best prices. Call for a quote today and book now to beat the rush and avoid disappointment. Call North Vic Ag Contracting now on 0476 137 216. That's 0476 137 216.
1FM sponsor.
We all have our own purpose in life, and it's different for everyone. It could be looking after the land or bringing smiles to your customers. Maybe it's building a dream home to raise your family. Maybe it's to keep studying and learning, or coaching and staying connected to the community. No matter what you're here to do, GMCU are here for you. GMCU, banking with purpose. Visit gmcu.com.au or speak to your local team today.
Station sponsor.
If the best places are the toughest to reach, the KTM 890 Adventure R is the right machine to take you there. Boasting a new engine with increased capacity and added performance, this is a serious travel-capable off-road motorcycle ready for extreme escapes off the beaten track. With stock available now for immediate delivery, book your demo today with the GV's home of KTM, Shepparton Motorcycles. Contact Brendan and the team at Shepparton Motorcycles, Purcell Street, Shepparton, and visit shepparton.mpe.com.au. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
Pat and Tina's BP service station, North Shepparton, has been serving people living in and visiting our region for now more than 50 years. There's no other place you can still experience driveway service delivered with a smile, the old-fashioned way. Supplier of BP Ultimate Fuels, they will wash your windows, check under your bonnet, and even do your tyres while you wait. Next time you're filling up, do it at Pat and Tina's BP service station, GV Highway, North Shepparton.
1FM sponsor.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on midweek malarkey. No quiz tonight, but we'll keep chatting for the next 10 or 15 minutes anyway. And then Dutch program coming up tonight as well after us, so stick around. Talk about the Oz Open a bit. Where do you want to start? Do we have to talk?
Novak.
We do? I've got no comment.
Given that you like the man.
I've got no comment. Who said I like the man? I might defend him occasionally.
I don't particularly like him that much. I never really have. I think
he's a good tennis player, though.
He's a great tennis player, but you look at you know, sometimes when he talks and things like that, seems that Federer and Nadal are a bit more modest and things like that, and that's they're a bit more of a gentleman. But anyway, I think that like even though I'm not the biggest fan of Novak, I think what's happened to him is pretty rough.
Yeah,
shambles, isn't it?
At the end of the day, I don't think he, if the way that what's happened, like what's transpired, I don't think he should have ever come, and something should have just been done to stop him from coming. Full stop.
Yep. Got a question for you to ponder. Do you think he would have been allowed to play if it wasn't an election year in Victoria?
Got nothing to do with it. The Victorian government has tried to dust their hands of it. They kept shoveling it straight to the federal government.
I reckon they might have let him play if Andrews wasn't worried about his seat.
But it's not.
But it's more the federal government than
it's border. Like that's a federal. That's a.
They
federal
were the ones that kiboshed it, wasn't it?
Yeah, but then who? But then it got overturned, and then it got overturned again.
Yeah, but
there was a judge that.
Yeah, but it was still the federal minister who.
He was the one that came in over the top.
Yeah.
I got a question for you, Bill.
Yep.
Do you think Andrews wouldn't be worried about his seat this year after all that's gone on?
I think this would have put fuel on the fire. A lot worse.
So when is there there's not an election state one this year? Or
no, there is this year.
There is. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think there is no opposition. That's the only thing that saves. You just need continuity.
Yeah. No,
moving on from politics.
Yeah, I know. We might
dark.
Yeah, we don't want to go too far into that. Anyway, poor Novak. We'll move on. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, poor bloke. But
no, it is what it is.
Banned for 3 years though.
No, that'll be overturned. Yeah, common sense prevailed.
They did say like he could very well be back earlier, but technically, if anyone's revoked of their visa, he can't come back for 3 years.
His dad did liken it to a assassination attempt.
I wonder why he's not liked. Ash Barty through to the third round today.
We love that.
6-1, 6-1.
And lost three games in the first two matches. So
Novak could take a book out of a leaf out of her book.
Yes, she's playing the 32C Camilla Giorgi in the next round. So should be a good match.
6-1, 6-2.
I don't know. I think Georgie will challenge her. But that'll be interesting. See the booing yesterday.
I did hear it.
No, the so-called booing. Inverted commas.
Yeah.
It really frustrated Andy Murray, I think, and Kyrgios. And watching it live, it was really annoying. A lot of booing in Kyrgios's match, what sounded like booing.
Yeah.
But they're doing the...
The Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
At the like
when he kicks
SIU the celebration where he, but after nearly every point regardless who won the point.
Yeah, it was a bit over the top.
It was a bit much for me. But
what do you think of Kyrgios's game last night?
To put in perspective, he's playing ordinary. Like the guy went through qualifiers who he's playing. And, like, he was strutting around like he just beat Federer.
Few underarm serves and...
Who did he play?
Liam Brody.
He had to qualify... He went through the three qualifying matches to get into the tournament even.
Yep.
Because of his higher rank. He was still obviously impressive, given he had COVID, I guess. And
It would be very tough playing Kyrgios, I reckon.
I'd hate it.
You would definitely hate playing against him.
He'd certainly distract you.
Yeah.
But he's also got a whopper of a serve. Oh, like it's
one bullets. Yeah.
That's why his underarm works, I think, because they're so far back for the serve.
Yeah.
Just sneaky. Love him or hate him, I reckon. Like, I really like Alex Diminar. He was on the other channel at the same time, and I watched Kyrgios just because he is entertaining. Even in his losing, he's entertaining.
Like, you just don't know what to expect, do you?
Yeah. Yep. He's Yeah, quite interesting. Had a doubles win today too with Thanasi Kokkinakis. He's, I think, they're best mates. So
yeah.
They had a win today in the doubles. And I think Kyrgios has Medvedev next, who's the world number two.
Bummer.
Never lost to him.
Have they ever played?
2-0.
Yeah, Kyrgios twice. And they're both best of three. He hasn't played him in a Grand Slam, has he?
He'll win in four.
You reckon he'll win?
I think he'll beat him.
I reckon he'll get rolled in three. Medvedev, I think, is the deservedly.
He knocked off number two, I think, in this tournament.
Yes.
Nadal number one.
Yeah. No. Well, Medvedev's now one because Djokovic was one. And Medvedev is two, I think.
Who's the is it the German fellas like Zverev?
Zverev, he's three, I think. Yep. I think Nadal might be four or five.
Yeah.
But I think like Medvedev, people sort of overlook the fact that Djokovic went on the run he did last year and then was going to win his 21st slam and be ahead of Federer and Nadal, and Medvedev just stopped him in the final, which I didn't think anyone thought was going to happen. So
was that the US?
Yeah, the US. Yep. Yeah, after he won the French. That's a bit of I think that's enough on the Oz Open. I've got a bit of sporting trivia for you. So we'll just do a couple of questions, cool. But not just a warm up to get back into the quiz. We won't. I've got to turn my screen in studio because there's some cheating happening.
On one part of the desk.
But this is not for official. What would be the leaderboard on the quiz this year?
Zero.
It's a new championship.
I don't know why I keep doing this show anyway.
Do we start a bit of a championship?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. This doesn't count, of course.
This doesn't count. This is a warm-up.
Winner plays a listener.
Winner plays a listener.
Yeah.
Well, that's
going to be an easy win because we can't get listeners in.
This year, get on the Facebook page, Mick Malarkey. Message us. We'll have you on the show. We
want more interaction from the fans.
Yeah, there's room here. We can cut one of us out.
We can do a live cross.
You know, sometimes members of the show were part-time players last year, so there's usually a spare seat. Get in contact if you do want to.
There's an ex second grade Dookie football coach that needs to probably show face.
Is his hairline sort of, it's come off a bit in the last few years?
I wouldn't have a crack at his hairline.
Are you coaching Brett?
Jeez. Rightio. Okay, we'll move into a few questions.
That's what you get for having a crack at people's hairlines.
Which two countries have not missed one of the modern day Olympics?
So they have it. US and Canada.
Incorrect.
As I think it would be Greece.
Wrong.
Greece. So you've answered Greek and Greece, or is that just one answer?
Just one.
Greece and Europe.
Greece and Europe.
Yeah.
Greece. That's above South Africa, isn't it?
Is Greece one of them?
Yeah, it is. You can still see the screen, can't you?
No, I can't. Who else would be up there? I'd say Japan.
He's got one, so I'll give him a point if you don't come with the second one here.
Greece Wilbur? And the United Kingdom.
No, Australia.
Oh,
we really are the sporting nation. Who won the first ever Soccer World Cup?
Will.
Package. Will.
Is it England?
No.
Italy?
No.
Spain?
No, Uruguay. They won a few too. I think they won the first three. What's that?
Well, I had it in my head for some reason. And I'm like, there's no way that won.
Yeah, no, they won the first three, I think,
They're
Uruguay.
Good at soccer.
They were really handy. There was a few that missed because of the World War II. But yeah, they won a couple. Very different back then. Like a lot of countries wouldn't travel for the World Cup. They'd just go, nah, we don't really like that country when I go in there. So it was a bit different. Dump, floater, and wipe are terms used in which sport?
Will. Sport. Jeez. I had no idea. Diving?
No.
Will. Surfing?
No.
What? What is it again?
Dump, floater, and wipe.
Curling?
No. Volleyball. I've never heard them used in volleyball.
Oh, yeah,
but,
okay.
Good question, though.
Where'd you get this one?
Just Google, the old Google. What is the name of the professional ice hockey team based in Toronto, Canada?
Will. Maple Leafs.
Correct. So it's one apiece. We'll go down to... Well, I said I wasn't scoring, didn't I? Last one. Who was the first gymnast to score a perfect 10 score?
That's not the last question. Come on.
That is.
Yeah, come on, redo it, mate.
No, that's the last question.
You can't leave it on.
I'd heard of this.
You can't leave it on a draw.
Nadia Comaneci. We weren't playing for points this week. I had heard that one. That's why I read it. So
what, do you win?
No, I'm not going to retrospectively. Whether I would have recalled it is another thing.
Did Wilson do that quiz?
Wilson. I'm confused. Anyway, we'll move on. We won't be here next week. 2 weeks time.
You're saying that I did that quiz because of my track record.
Did Will?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, no, it was a bit higher quality than Will's.
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo. Let's leave that incident in 2021. Stick around. Dutch program coming up. We won't be here next week. We will be here in 2 weeks' time, but I'm sure there'll be a suitable replacement for us next week. Stick around. Yeah, Dutch program coming up. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.